Yep.
So let's go to 12.
Just for the...
And that would be... Jay.
I think Mr. Lemmy has to catch a 5 o'clock plane to Chicago, so he wouldn't mind a bit.
All right, Jay, you'll handle this one.
You think so? I can fix it.
Yeah, from both.
Grow up.
Thank you.
Stop fighting with children.
Mr. Willendy is requesting authorization to construct 36-foot-long by 22.5-foot-wide private, closed-sided, single-slip boathouse to replace an existing storm-damaged 36-foot by 32-foot open-sided dual-slip boathouse at his property on the western branch of the Coratomen within the Coratomen by the Bay subdivision in lovely Lancaster County. Can I have the lights, please, Kathy? We've moved up the bay a bit, into the Rappahannock River, up the Coratomen, up the Western Branch, just a few miles from the village of Lively. Here is the subject property here, a little point. The subdivision, Coratomen by the Bay subdivision, encompasses the area defined by the confluence of Senior Creek and the Western Branch of the Coratomen. 2002 aerial photograph showing the Willendy Boathouse pre-Isabel. This is the Coratomen by the Bay subdivision and accompanying piers and boathouses. A little closer look at the Willendy Boathouse. Isabel took its toll on the boathouse. You can see from these photographs here some ground shots. Recent ground shots. This is the pier as it exists as it exists today, or the outline, I should say, dual slip with the 31 foot 10 inch wide opening, and that doesn't include the overhangs in this case. What he would propose, again, side view elevations of the existing structure. What he proposes to do is replace the existing with a single slip closed-sided boathouse. The original application came in under the Isabel repair application form. We informed Mr. Willendy that because he is changing the design and enclosing the structure, that it would not qualify as repair under the governor's executive order. Therefore, he submitted the additional information for a new subaqueous bed permit. This is the side and front elevation. You can see here represented in the dashed line is the outline of the dimension of the existing structure. And again, you can see the closed sides. There are dormer windows, but it is my understanding there is no floored storage in the proposed structure. You will have a garage door here. Rear elevation here from the shore looking out. And the height of the structure will not be increased per Lancaster County. I will leave that slide up for orientation. As I stated, we informed Mr. Willendy he would need a new permit for the proposed structure, even though it's within the same footprint and represents a 31% decrease over state bottom as far as decrease of encroachment. Lancaster County, while they have instituted a prohibition on new private boathouses, which is why you don't see me up here very often, they initiated that in January of 1988. The commission has only issued two boathouse permits in Lancaster County since 1988. One is within the subdivision. The county has found this to meet their repair and replacement criteria. You can find that information on page 4-2. One of the conditions of the approval of the county approval one of the conditions of the county approval is VMRC approval. There is no adjoining property owner protest. There is no oyster planting ground protest. There's no SAV in the area. However, we brought to Mr. Willendy's attention that staff is uncomfortable recommending approval of closed-sided structures given the commission's past actions. We've asked Mr. Willendy. We had asked Mr. Willendy on two separate occasions to justify why he would like to enclose the new structure, and you can find the answers to that inquiry on 5A1 and 5A4. He currently owns a 17.5-foot inboard-outboard which he intends to keep inside the boathouse, but would like to purchase a 26-foot inboard outboard per his letter dated January 23rd. In summary, even though the project is unprotested and will represent a smaller encroachment over state bottom than the existing deteriorated boathouse, only open-sided boathouses have been acceptable to the commission in recent memory. Since the applicant is an absentee owner, staff believes the storage of the boat on the upland would be more appropriate, given the extended periods of time that he may be away from his property in Chicago, while he is in Chicago. Therefore, we do not believe that the closed-sided design is justified in this case. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project, considering past commission action in similar projects, and all of the other factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the code, we cannot support approval of the boathouse as proposed and recommend denial. Mr. Willendi is here and would like to address the commission, I would assume.
Any questions, Mr. Taylor? All right, Mr. Willendi.
So they can get this on the record.
You swear in. Promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you God.
I do, sir.
State your whole name.
Edward Walter Willendi. I reside at 1350 Champion Forest Court in Wheaton, Illinois. Afternoon.
All right, sir.
I want to thank gentlemen for hearing my case. I want to thank Jay Woodward for doing an excellent job pulling together data and presenting it to you. He is factual. He has everything, I think, well documented in the packet that he presented you. I do not agree with his conclusion. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. I currently reside in Illinois. As you can see from this picture, there is no house on the lot. We bought this vacant piece of property a little over a year ago. There is a cabin next door, which was for sale at the time, and my wife and I looked at that. And we did put a bid in on it, but we were outbid by another individual. The reason being is I was unwilling to go any higher on the price, because every time I stood on the front of that cabin and looked out across the water, I saw this ugly barn that I would have to see all the time, and decided that that was not what I wanted to have as a neighbor, not knowing who owned the land or what would ultimately become of that barn in the water. I decided not to continue to bid on that cabin. Since then, that lot had gone up for sale, and my wife said, why don't you purchase that lot, and then you can control that barn, and it's a beautiful piece of land, and you know, I think we can do something with it. So with that, we did buy the land next door, and first thing I planned to do is rebuild that barn and make it what I think is an aesthetically pleasing boathouse. And I think that what needs to be done is to have that blight on the neighborhood torn down and replaced with something that is, I think, in keeping with the Virginia coastal history. And so that's what we have presented. You have seen pictures of aerial views and the diagrams that we have submitted to the commission for review. I was told I had to have a prop, so I have a prop. I had my 14-year-old daughter color this for me. You can see what we are planning on doing is basically building a fairly small, single-slip boathouse, probably with a metal roof. The pitch of the roof will be no higher than the existing boathouse is today. The sides will be considerably lower. Currently, that is almost a flat roof. We will be going to a 7-12 pitch. So the sides will be slightly more than 7 feet high. There will be no floor up here, so these shed dormers are strictly ornamental, aesthetic, and for ventilation. I did want a cupola up here. but I was told that Lancaster would not permit me to go any higher. You can see that basically what we're looking at in terms of color is to blend in with the water. Black roof, light gray cedar siding shingles on the top, darker gray lapboard siding on the bottom, white trim. I guess I am here to just ask for your permission to build this. I think it will be a real plus to the neighborhood. I would like to think that other people may look at it and think, you know, boathouses can be pleasing besides functional. And I think maybe we've kind of lost sight of that. Too many of the boathouses that I see up and down this river in this area are more on the barn order, and I would like to see them be a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. I would like to think that this could be examples for future people that will be able to, under current regulation, be allowed to rebuild their boathouses, and that maybe they'll use this as somewhat of an example or a model for the future. And now, any questions?
Thanks, sir. Any questions from the board? Mr. Columbus. No questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak on this application, either pro or con? Nobody else? Then it matters for the commission.
Mr. Garrison.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the County of Lancaster does not authorize boathouses open-sided or closed-sided at this time. But in this case, we have a letter from them saying that they consider this to be a replacement boathouse, and that they would, that it's okay with Lancaster County if they allow the applicant to build a boathouse with sides as long as he does not exceed the footprint of the past boathouse.
That's what I understood, yes, sir.
If that's the case, then it's okay with me that he build a boathouse. And I will so vote. I'll so make a motion if you want me to.
You making a motion he builds a boathouse as he's presented?
Yes.
Ms. Chick?
Yes. I'd also like to voice my support in this case because when the local government says it's okay, and there's no neighbors that are objecting, I personally would rather see a closed-sided boathouse than a boathouse with a lift and a boat and all kinds of stuff hanging from it. It's much more pleasing to the eye. This issue about sided boathouses and unsided boathouses, I think we're moving into something a little different here because of what is going in these slips in this day and age. So I second the motion.
More discussion on the motion? Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not able to support it. I think as a matter of policy, the commission has considered requests for boathouses that are enclosed in the past. And, in one instance, about a year ago, we approved one for, I believe, Henrico County, where there was some public benefit, where they were keeping a search and rescue boat, et cetera. But I think it raises questions under the public trust. If absentee ownership is justification for building an enclosed boathouse, then that seems to me to be a rather low threshold. And I think it's inconsistent with our past decisions. So my inclination would be to deny it. And I would make a substitute motion to deny the enclosed boathouse, but to allow an open-sided boathouse conditional upon receipt of drawings that are acceptable to staff.
You heard the substitute motion. Is there a second to the substitute motion?
I second the substitute motion.
Okay. Motion has been seconded. Mr. Holland seconded the substitute motion. More discussion?
Mr. Garrison?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I don't know where we have talked about a situation where there's no objection to a closed-sided boathouse. Usually there's a neighbor complaining. There's problems with it. This is an uncontested closed side boathouse. And I just don't see the problem with having one in a situation where there's no objection from local governments or neighbors. And I still stand by that.
I totally agree, Mr. Schick. I think this is kind of a, and staff could verify, kind of a halfway precedent we tried to establish way back when. I know there were some past board members who were very adamant against closed boathouses, and we just kind of thought this was policy, but it's really not. It's when you don't have objections. It's something we kind of said, okay, you can build a boathouse that's open. That was just kind of some of thought went through it. I don't think there's anything written in blood or ink, anything else there. I think you can still design and permit, ask for permits or what you choose. It's not locked in. There's no law there. Ms. Jones, Dr. Jones.
Can I ask a question of...
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, sir.
I'm getting elevated in status. It's yes, sir, now.
Not for me. Pardon me.
What proportion of recent boathouses that we've approved have had open and closed boats sides? Have been open and closed boathouses?
This would be, you know, just a total guess. Now, the vast majority of boathouses that are not protested, you don't see. They're issued.
But they come through your office.
They're issued administratively, and I will not approve close-sided because the commission has clearly indicated through past decisions that unless there's a need. And Mr. Holloway's case, when we issued it, he had equipment that he was protecting. Other individuals have had an old a dead rise wooden boat, Chris Craft 55. They're trying to protect the structure. And in general, you know, council and the staff, I mean, the commission before has realized that from the standpoint of minimizing potential impacts on viewshed or aesthetics, you know, from other people, that if the structure's open-sided, you minimize that. Now, it's debatable as to whether or not it's minimized when the boat is hoisted and elevated and you're looking at the side of the boat as opposed to the boathouse. But we have tried to look at the justification to lead to the decision as to whether or not it's necessary, not so much whether it's aesthetically or architecturally.
So the policy of staff has been, unless there's a really defendable reason.
That's correct.
That the default is an open-sided boathouse.
That's correct. And that's what brought this one to you. Staff was unwilling to authorize an enclosed boathouse, even though Lancaster seemed to be able to circumvent their prohibition by saying it was a reconstruction of a slightly smaller size. We looked at it, and basically, based on what Mr. Willendy said, we didn't believe that there was sufficient justification to have the enclosed size, and so that's
and,
why it's
and I guess this is probably my last commission meeting. And so everybody says they doubt it. But one of the things that's really difficult is that you get these beautifully rendered boathouses. You know, they're gorgeous. The one with the cherry floor was breathtaking. I will remember that forever because I want to live there, actually. And I wish I had one at the end of my non-existent pier. But it isn't the commission's purview to do things that are architecturally beautiful. Ours is to promulgate the public trust, which is minimal impact, minimum for the future. Once a boathouse like this is built, then if land changes, you then can have people who can't protest in the future because the views are blocked, too.
That's correct.
Just clarifying the point.
Mr. Garrison.
Yes, sir.
Let me restate my opinion. I'm opposed to closed-sided boathouses in most cases. But in this case, Lancaster County is opposed to boathouses of any type. And they are saying that because it was a closed boathouse in the past, they see this as a rebuilding of something that did exist. And So I'm swayed by their argument. And so I don't think we're going to have a whole slew of closed-sided boathouses in Lancaster County. I'm convinced we're not. And because Lancaster County is in favor of this one being rebuilt, that's where I come down. I will tell Mr. Willendy, though, if we have another Isabel, he's going to have an open-sided boathouse whether he likes it or not. But
that's it.
I'd also like to state that, you know, we're talking about a smaller boathouse than what was before. So we are getting less impact on the environment from this proposal. Aesthetics is more of a local issue than it should be up on this board. Architecture is more of a local issue than it is up on this board. And if the local county is, it's acceptable to them, and it's less impact than it would have been if he built what was there, I think we should support it.
Thank you. I think good for Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a point of clarification, really a question for staff. In the assessment, what's being replaced? I mean, to be clear, in the assessment it says it was open-sided. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the original structure was open-sided, and yet and the County of Lancaster sent one letter to the applicant in December asking for proof that the boathouse was indeed enclosed prior to Hurricane Isabel and that was necessary to carry out the approval. But then in their next letter, they say absent requested proof to the contrary. You're proposing renovations to include sides that go beyond the pre-existing condition. But then they say that they would issue a renovation permit for sides since they existed on other authorized non-conforming boathouses. So it did not originally have sides. Just to be clear, I want to make sure that
it did not
clear.
Originally have sides.
Thanks.
It was a dual slip, open sided.
Okay. So this is not a reconstruction of an enclosed boathouse. This is a proposed replacement of a boathouse that was originally open sided. That's your understanding.
That's correct. Then it did not have sides before, even before Isabel got there.
So the County of Lancaster has basically had a full opportunity to say no closed sided boathouse here, and they've accepted the closed-sided boathouse.
In reality, if you read between the lines, Lancaster has sidestepped the issue and has basically said, because there are a number of other closed-sided boathouses in this area and this creek, which predate the imposition of the moratorium, and because it's smaller, they're willing to give a renovation permit which sidesteps the moratorium. It did not qualify for the governor's exemption because it was open-sided. Their caveat is, sure, if MRC approves it, then it's okay. Yeah, so,
and I'm saying if Lancaster approves it, it's okay.
Okay. Any more discussion, Mr. McCluskey? You had
all right, but it was not a closed-sided boathouse before.
Order if it was the same size or smaller, and it would not be before you. It was an open-sided structure. He wants to put back a closed-sided structure, so it doesn't qualify.
I didn't understand that.
Ms. McCluskey, just a comment. Earlier we approved a boathouse for siding to protect equipment, construction equipment. Apparently this boat's somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 to $90,000. I think that's certainly worthy of trying to protect. Certainly an open boathouse would not give it the protection that a closed boathouse would. All right. Anybody else? I like what Mr. Schick had said about, you know, I don't like looking open-sided boathouse with a boat hanging up on the wall, side of the wall. I'd rather have it closed up. Mine was always closed up, and I really enjoyed it. Cold weather, whatever. All right. The substitute motion. Mr. Robbins, repeat it one more time so we're clear.
The substitute motion is to deny the closed-sided boathouse as applied for, but to allow for a similar-sided, open-sided boathouse subject to receipt of drawings from the applicant by staff that are acceptable.
Is that what you seconded? All right. Read all in favor.
Can I ask if
yes,
I can
sir.
Add something to that? To give an option to the owner if he wanted to make it the same size as that it was before that he could?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. It's a friendly amendment. Are you ready to vote? All in favor, raise your right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As opposed? 1, 2, 3. Motion carried. We ain't never going to get a close-sight vote out in this state no more, looks like.
All right. Tracy, have you...
Mr. Pruitt, members of the commission, after a lengthy discussion, the parties were unable to reach a compromise position, and I believe that each party would like the opportunity to address the commission one more time before a decision is made.
What's this now on last request?
Each party, I believe, would like to address the commission one more time before a decision is
okay,
made.
Okay, I'll we'll give you 2 minutes each. Pro or con, not everybody, but the two applicants will have 2 minutes, and then we're going to act on them one by one.